The words of parents and the life of any child carry a normal spiritual weight, whether the devil likes it or not. As fathers, it is principally important that a word of covering over the lives of our children is spoken forth daily. To indicate how important this is, I will share a story with you. There was a man who would always pray specially for his children and cover them with the blood of Jesus after every family morning prayers and devotion. This he did without fail. When his youngest son was to start his academic journey, he enrolled him in one of the local primary schools, not too far from home, so that it would be easier for his son to get to school and come back home. In that school, one of the pupils was demon-possessed, and this demon was bloodthirsty. Every time, these people would stare intensely at the boy and then run away as far as he could. The boy could not comprehend what was happening, so he told his father about it. After a while, the father went to the school to see the authorities, demanding to speak with the pupil. Knowing what was going to happen, the pupil initially resisted, but was eventually brought before the headmaster, some teachers, the boy's father, and the boy. He was asked what was truly happening, and then the story started. He said that every time he tried to come near the boy, in an attempt to harm him, he always felt the smell of a thick presence of blood around him, which immediately would send him fleeing. He said this happened every time without fail, and was always wondering what powerful demon was residing in the boy. Then the father immediately understood what was happening. He immediately recognized that the smell of blood the pupil experienced all the time was as a result of pleading and covering his son with the blood of Jesus every morning. From that day, he reinforced his prayers and the use of the blood of the Lamb. This shows the efficacy and power of something we can easily take for granted: pleading the blood of Jesus. This is the compilation of some very unique and important confessions as inspired by the Holy Spirit that I believe, when sincerely spoken forth and meditated upon day and night, will yield a harvest of unimaginable proportion, 30, 60, and 100-fold. Declare these daily confessions on your way to work, on the bus, on the train, in your car, during your break, and other free time you have as you engage in your daily activities. You will be amazed at the outcome of genuinely getting into this routine. Remember, God is faithful. He that has promised is truly faithful. Your household shall indeed be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Daily morning prayer confessions for fathers. For your daily confessions, the Word of God says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." Today, as the priest and head of my household, I declare that God will be glorified in my life, in the life of my wife, and the lives of all my children. Lord, receive all the glory, honor, power, praise, and adoration in the name of Jesus. Lord, as my wife and children go out today, I believe by faith that you are going with them. In the name of Jesus. According to Isaiah 61 verse 1, today as they go out, the anointing of the Lord is upon them, and He has anointed them to prosper. Because you, O Lord, are our shepherd, we shall no longer lack anything good in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, my children will prosper, they will succeed, and they will break through in the name of Jesus. Our going out and our coming in shall be blessed exceedingly. I cover my house and household with the blood of Jesus. My household shall be a blessing to many today in the name of Jesus. I shall leave an inheritance for my children's children in the name of Jesus. Today, I declare and decree that none of my children will die before me in the name of Jesus. I proclaim good health and healing on every side for my wife and my children. Our souls and bodies shall prosper in the name of Jesus. I pray today that God will strengthen my frame to see old age in the name of Jesus. I decree today that I will see my children's children. I proclaim today that I will not mourn over my wife and children in the mighty name of Jesus. As the priest of my household, I declare today that the angel of death and destruction shall not locate me and my household in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, my wife and children will become a fragrance of life to everyone around them in the mighty name of Jesus. The will of God will prosper in their hands today in the name of Jesus. Today, according to the word of God in Acts 1 verse 8, I pray that my wife and children will receive the grace and boldness to declare your word and evangelize to people in the name of Jesus. My wife and children will win souls into your kingdom today by their actions and words in the name of Jesus. Today I declare that my wife is a virtuous woman by the grace of God, and she will do me good all the days of my life. My household is blessed and highly favored. We are above only and never beneath. According to the book of Deuteronomy 28 verse 13, my children shall be the head and never the tail. In the name of Jesus. My wife shall be the head and never the tail. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every limitation upon the lives of my children is broken and removed from today in the mighty name of Jesus. My wife shall no longer be limited in her achievements in the name of Jesus. Today, I pray that my children will receive the spirit of integrity upon their lives, and I declare that they shall be people of integrity all the days of their lives in the name of Jesus. I pray today that my children shall know and serve God all the days of their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray the zeal of God into their lives. They shall be zealous for God and the things of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, God shall supply all the needs of my household according to His abundant riches and glory through Christ Jesus. The Lord shall bless our bread and water in the mighty name of Jesus. From today, every member of my household, including my wife and children, will lie down and nothing shall make us afraid in the mighty name of Jesus. According to Proverbs 3 verse 4, today, myself, my children, and my wife will find favor in the sight of God and in the sight of every man and woman we meet in the name of Jesus. Everywhere my children turn to today, favor will appear and act on their behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, my household is blessed beyond the curse. Every curse upon my life and the lives of my wife and children and household is broken by the blood of Jesus. No weapon of the enemy forged against my wife, children, and my entire household shall prosper today in the name of Jesus. Where others have gone and failed, we will succeed in the name of Jesus. Wherever we have been rejected, they will begin to seek us out to favor us in the name of Jesus. Lord, contend with those who contend with my household and fight against those who fight against us in the name of Jesus. Today, I scatter every gathering and plan that is not of God for my life, the lives of my wife and children, in the name of Jesus. My children will not be harassed or molested in the name of Jesus. I come against every spirit of peer pressure upon their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against every spirit of rape and sexual abuse concerning my daughters, and I declare that the spirit of rape and sexual abuse will not locate my daughters in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak into the lives of my sons today, and I decree that the spirit of violence, rage, and gang mentality will not get into their lives in the name of Jesus. I pray today that they will not become enslaved to the spirit of addiction. They will not have addictive encounters with drugs, sex, money, violence, and other vices in the name of Jesus. I cover my children with the blood of Jesus. They shall overcome today by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. Our generation shall call us blessed. My wife shall be a fruitful vine around my table in the mighty name of Jesus. Through her, my quiver will be full of godly children, like arrows in the hands of a warrior in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, as my family goes out, I soak the earth in the blood of Jesus. Every curse upon the earth concerning our lives is reversed in the name of Jesus. We will no longer sweat to eat out of the fruit of our labor in the name of Jesus. We will no longer walk like an elephant and eat like an ant in the name of Jesus. The activities of the spirit of lack, poverty, and impoverishment are hereby terminated in our lives in the name of Jesus. We will no longer eat the bread of poverty or drink the wine of shame and disgrace. Our lives shall be a testimony for many to see and hear about in the name of Jesus. The blessings and presence of God upon our lives shall draw many unto Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. According to the word of God in Genesis chapter 27, verse 28, I receive God's dew of heaven and the earth's riches through Christ Jesus. I proclaim according to the book of Joel 2, verse 19, I receive into my household the abundance of grain, new wine and oil today, enough that will satisfy us fully in the name of Jesus. I receive on behalf of my household, and we begin to function in the spirit of wisdom, counsel and power in the name of Jesus. Today, I pray the spirit of intelligence into the lives of my children. They are 10 times better than their mates and contemporaries in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord has blessed us, and we are indeed blessed. There shall be abundance of rain in my house from today in the name of Jesus. Today, I claim the word of God in the book of Romans chapter 3 verse 22. I proclaim that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are indeed righteous. We have the wisdom of God through Christ Jesus. So I declare that we are wise. We are strong and courageous in the name of Jesus. Today, I pray that my wife and children will receive the faith that pleases God through Christ our Lord and Savior. Today, I receive into my household God's blessings of the blessing from heavens above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, the blessings of the breast and the womb, in the name of Jesus. Today, I pursue, overtake, and recover all that the enemy has stolen from me and my household, in the name of Jesus. The glory of God shall fill our lives in the name of Jesus. The peace of God that surpasses all human understanding and knowledge shall abide with me, my wife, and my children today in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, please lift up our heads and raise us shoulders above our contemporaries. In the name of Jesus, I receive the spirit of diligence today. My wife and children will stand before kings and queens, men and women of influence. We will not stand before mere men. In the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, let our lives encounter divine supernatural occurrences today in the name of Jesus. God shall go ahead of me, my wife, and my children to open double doors for us today in the name of Jesus. God shall grant that all our enemies who rise up against us today, whether at work, in school, or anywhere else, will be defeated before us in the name of Jesus. The Lord will grant me and my household abundant prosperity in the fruit of our womb and the work of our hands in the name of Jesus. Today, the Lord has opened the heavens and the storehouse of His bounty to send rain onto our land in season. Today, foreigners will rebuild our walls, and their kings will serve us in the name of Jesus. The Lord shall bless and multiply the work of our hands in the name of Jesus. Today, according to the word of God, in Psalm 91, verse 9, we are covered with the blood of Jesus. No evil shall befall us, and no harm will come near our tents, in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, sin shall no longer have dominion over my household, because the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. Today, God's goodness and mercies shall follow me and every member of my household all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house and presence of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.